which is The Naked Scientist, and we thought that we'd do something a little bit special for Kitchen Science this week, because this guy got in touch with me this week, and that's Bob. He's in Canada. Hi, Bob.
Hi.
Thank you for calling us up. You listen to The Naked Scientist in Canada.
Yes, I actually, I love listening to it. I just was in a bit of a time warp, though, because I listened to a show yesterday, and it turned out to be your Christmas 2005 show. So I have a long ways to go before I'm caught
up. I thought
up.
The time difference between here and Canada was only about 5 hours, Bob.
Well, I guess maybe I'm just in a warp time.
So anyway, what was the question you would like us to look at for you?
Well, in the work that I do, I'm quite often interrupted for 10 or 15 minutes to go do something, and then I get back to my desk. And inevitably, when I'm making my cup of tea, before I get finished, I'll be interrupted again. So my question is, I've made my tea, and I'm just about to put my cream into the tea or my milk. And my question is, if I want my tea to be as hot as possible when I go to when I finally get to drink it, should I add the cream right away, or should I wait and add it just before I drink it? Which way will give me the hottest tea in the end?
Well, Bob, I plan to do an experiment today live in the studio and try and find out what is the answer to this question. So what I've got is I've got three identical mugs and I've got a nice pot of tea. So I'm going to pour out tea into all these three
mugs.
He
has. I've never seen him use a teapot. Dave's normally so uncivilised, and he's actually got a really nice brew coming out.
So I'm going to try and pour about the same amount of tea into each cup, which will involve pouring some out of that one. So having a nice even amount of tea in each. Then one of them I'm going to add milk to now and stir it in nicely. The other one I'm going to wait until the end of the show when I'm going to stir in some milk at the end. And the third one, I have a sneaky suspicion. What I'm going to do is I'm going to add some cream and just leave it on the surface. So I'll do that. I'll add some cream to one of them now.
Is this a cholesterol poisoning test on the side, Dave, or something?
Well, it keeps me amused.
Well, why are you doing this with the cream?
Well, I have a sneaky suspicion that if I can pour it onto the top and so it sits on the top,
yeah,
I might be able to act as an insulating layer on the top.
Oh, so the fat will float to the top. So you think cream... We're going to do wonders for people's arteries on this programme if they all start adding cream to their tea to try and keep it warmer.
I apologise if I cause many people to die of heart disease.
OK, so Dave is now adding equivalent amounts of milk and stuff to each of these things. So, Bob, are you impressed with the scientific technique being employed by Dr. Dave on The Naked Scientist?
Oh, it's a lot better than what I've been trying to do.
Well, look, we're going to now do this scientifically through the programme. If you would be so kind as to rejoin us at the end when we take the final temperature measurements, we'll tell you what you should do in your workplace with your cup of tea to make sure you have the warmest beverage.
That'll be great.
OK, thanks very much, Bob.
Okay,
you listen to us online as we go through, and we'll rejoin you in about 45 minutes or so.
That'll be great.
Thanks, Bob. Bob's in Canada, and he's come up with this week's Kitchen Science Experiment. If you've got a question that you'd like us to solve for you on The Naked Scientist, then get in touch with us. Email us, chris@thenakedscientist.com. Steve, how are you getting on?
I've got them all poured out. I'm going to give the one with the cream, which I'm going to mix in really well, give it a good stir. And I'm just going to leave them at the side and hope they get in. If anyone at home wants to have a go at this, that'd be great. So you can just, because the more experiments you do in a scientific experiment, that's better. So if you can get a few more data points, that'd be great. So if you've got a thermometer at home, do the same thing as I've done, or just with the tea, with the milk going in at the beginning or the end, measure the temperature after half an hour or so and phone in with what you find. That'd be brilliant.
That number, 08459 25 2000, if you want to set up some teacups, make identical cups of tea, one with milk and one without, and then measure the temperature about 10 minutes after you make the tea, before putting the milk in the second cup, and tell us which one stays hotter.
Sorting out the sparks from the quarks. The Naked Scientists. For more information, get online at nakedscientists.com.